Follow the rules.
Key mic, yeah.
Okay, we're on the air. All right. Okay, we'll call the tonight's meeting of the Airport Advisory Commission to order at 6 o'clock, and the first item is roll call.
Bob Hidley.
Present.
John Foley.
Present.
Lieutenant Colonel Houston.
Brian's fine, here.
Doug Brandheiser.
Yep.
Mary Ann Leibold.
Here.
Neil White.
Present.
And Robert Underwood is absent.
Okay, has everybody had a chance to look at the agenda for tonight?
Yes.
Yes.
Any comments, want to change anything, or is it okay the way it is?
Marvelous, simply marvelous.
Can we have a motion to approve it?
Move to approve the agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we have an agenda. Has everybody had a chance to look at the minutes of the October 17th meeting?
Yes.
Yes.
Any changes, or is it okay?
It's okay, good.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we've approved our minutes. Now's the time when we open up the meeting to public comments for anything other than what's on the agenda, so. I don't know where everybody is, but do you have anything you'd like to talk?
Since we have a small public, does everybody want to maybe just do a quick introduction and who you are? Don't have to if you don't want to.
Name is Ken Geddes, I'm a resident of the bottom mile of the airport.
Okay.
My name is Patrick Reister, I live in Turner, so I'm just right down there a little bit. Not to say I'm resident, but. Maybe both pilots?
One of me.
Hoping to accomplish that this summer.
Are you a pilot, sir?
No.
Just a. I'm a student pilot until my money ran out.
I'm Brendan O'Mara, I own a few hangars here and pilot here at the airport.
So Rob Braille, our traffic manager.
Is there anything you want to talk to us about?
So, Mr. Chairman, I guess for the record, both Ken and Brendan are going to be the new Airport Advisory Commissioners. Normally, this would have been their first meeting of the year, so they both just come tonight and attend. As I tried to indicate in the emails of the AAC, we had a tricky situation this year with both the chair and vice chair's terms were expiring at the same time, so we would have had nobody run the meeting. So thank you, and Commissioner Underwood, although he's not here tonight, for carrying over your terms. So both Ken and Brendan will technically be appointed to the commission tomorrow. Tomorrow, so April will be the first meeting.
It doesn't hurt. We are.
The initiation is tough, so that would be.
All right, we're down to item five reports, and the first one is the Tower Chief report.
Sure. Well, we closed up 2018. Looks like we broke 40,000 operations this year. There's been losses within that mark. Actually, we're at 42,604 for 2018. That's up just shy of 4,600, about 4,600 operations last year. I think in 2017, I know in 2017 we did just shy of 38,000. So it's pretty good. For the mandatory operation reports, we had one laser illumination, 2.5 miles north of here over the Lancaster area. We got a position that never tracked the light now. So. Zero pilot deviations from October through December. We had four potential emergency occurrences. One rough running engine, land without incident. We had a loss of power on takeoff and a teardrop back in, land without incident. We had a loss of electrical north of the field, land without incident. And then finally, we had a Cessna 210 pitch issue from Garmin that took off, land without incident as well. All four occurrences, ARF was dispatched and on scene. So personnel changes from tower, none, so that's good. And no construction done, where gone. First equipment, we got some new surface observation equipment going in here. It's supposed to have been this month, but with the furlough, I'm not sure when it'll happen. It's actually supposed to start tomorrow, but it's basically taking all the analog equipment out and putting in all the digital equipment.
Sweet.
Any questions for the tower chief? Ask him something.
Any drone?
activity?
We're building calls every day for people to fly. So the Part 107 still have to have a certificate of authorization to file and fly. I have about 40 of those in file right now. They're good for about 12 months. So they're cycling, so I get pretty busy about June and then December. The Lance program is the program that's coming out. They're supposed to be able to go online and basically request that flight time. The USA map's in place here. We built that for Salem, but programs hasn't been introduced or implemented here in this area. So we're still building calls that people want to fly as far as hire, and we're still referring those back to the FAA for authorization. And the hobbyists, which we fill probably two or three a day, and mostly over Menlo Park and those type of areas. But, so hopefully some of those calls will be less frequent than we're filling. I suspect another 12 months. No infractions with that.
Good.
2,000 of the 42,000 were probably this weekend, right?
Pardon?
2,000 of the 42,000 operations were probably this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Last 72 hours. Yeah, it's nice.
Those will go
We usually get a pretty good push in January because, you know, the weather's usually bad in November, December, and then we get the sunny day, it's cold out, and, people's out there.
My daughter was noting how many planes were flying around.
Yeah.
Something going on. No, it's nice.
Yeah, it's cold weather, yeah.
Has the furlough impacted operations at all?
So our facility is actually funded through July. So it's just the way the contract year, when we got funded, I landed in July. Our technicians, FAA technicians, are working without pay. So we just lost two to retirement in December. And so the hiring process is on hold for them. So Nate's over there working by himself, but he's not getting paid right now. So.
Any recent noise complaint issues?
I haven't filled it in the last quarter.
We don't have that. We don't even know how to get that from Joey, but I don't have the current noise complaint law, but none that I'm aware of. And since the last month, there may have been a couple. Okay.
If you guys get anything that you think is military, let me know, please. Our guys are out. We're out training. Last week was a night week, and we had reports that the special ops unit out of Fort Lewis was in the local area doing work over DPSST, doing low level, flying too low level over the city, potentially doing some aerial refueling low level over the city, over the area. So if you hear about that.
We're aware over there. nobody called NAS.
Okay, good.
Okay, anything else? All right. John, I think it's time for your report.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've got my list from the last meeting. I promised some updates in this meeting. So the commercial terminal apron rehabilitation project, which is planned for the summer if we get our grant funding in time, otherwise it'll be summer of 2020. But that's at the 95% design phase here pretty quickly. We'll be having our meeting at the end of the month. Should be ready to go out to bid by April 1st still. And then the grant funding, $1.2 million from the feds, and then hopefully I should hear any time here about the ODA grant match fund for $100,000 to help the city match that. That grant hopefully will come out in time for us to be able to start and complete the project in the summertime, but history shows that we get our grants late enough that oftentimes that has to push to the following year. So we'll see, but it's just the ramp, and so it doesn't have a lot of impact on traffic or parking or anything like that. So. And then we were talking a little bit before the meeting about the runway 1634 PAPI analysis, which has to do with the trees on either end and the obstructions to the PAPI and why they're both off. And those of you that have been flying recently, you'll notice on the ATIS that there's a 1-6 tree notice on there. So we've got tree issues on both ends now. Anyway, I've got that draft analysis on my desk, reviewing it. We'll get back together with our consultants here in the near future and then send it up my food chain for a further internal review to figure out what the future is going to hold for that runway. So I'll have another meeting update in April, but really nothing to provide now except that it's still rolling. We talked a little bit last meeting about the hangar use issue that we have here on the airport that we're trying to solve and get our arms around this year. So I've got a draft letter and a draft actual aircraft hangar owner contact form. So what we're going to try and do is every year have hangar owners give us their updated contact information with tail numbers, sub lessees, and all that information that's required to be given to us
by the lease, but oftentimes doesn't get provided. So that draft letter is up my chain of command now for review. We're going to do a notification to mayor and council, let them know that that letter's going out tenant-wide, so if there's any complaints to council about us enforcing the rules, which there shouldn't be, but there probably will be, at least they're aware of what's going on. So so that is taking place, and in the meantime, Neil's helped us a little bit. Darcy and I and Ron Peters are working on a tracking form, which hangars have which aircraft in there, so that we know if there's any for sale or they're available for sublease, then we can contact those hangars. So, you know, the whole goal being getting airplanes and airplane hangars and operating the place of an airport as opposed to an inexpensive storage area. So that's also an ongoing. I will provide another update at the April meeting. Since our last meeting, the FEMA Region 10 office and the Oregon Office of Emergency Management conducted an assessment of the Salem Airport, focusing on the capabilities of the airport to serve as a disaster response air operations base after a large-scale local or regional disaster event. Took place over a three-day period from November 27th to 29th. And then on the heels of that, the Department of Homeland Security conducted what's called a Regional Resiliency Assessment Program. That was a one-day data collection assessment, and that's more of a, as opposed to logistics and operations, more of a what's the airport likely to sustain in, you know, a Cascadia type event. And we'll provide recommendations for upgrades and things like emergency generators and that sort of thing. So it was nice that we had both of those back to back. Results of those should be coming our way sometime in 2019, but it's federal government, so I don't know how furloughs and budget stuff will impact the development of those plans. But once they arrive here, we'll work those into our emergency preparedness and resiliency plan. So those are really, really good assessments. Colonel Houston did a long tour over there, which is really good. There are a lot of folks that were involved in that. So appreciate that. And then I've already mentioned we've got two new commissioners that are beginning their service tomorrow, replacing Commissioners Hidley and Underwood. So I want to thank Bob and Robert, who could make it tonight, for their years of service. And Bob in particular, those of you that haven't been around for a long time, Marianne, you've been around for a long time. Everybody has been. Bob's actually served on the commission for 6 years now, and five of those 6 years as the chair. And that's a big commitment, and I appreciate that. Bob's done a wonderful job. We've gone a long way here in how we operate this this particular commission. And Bob has a unique history in that includes airport management, so he's got a very unique perspective and understands where I come from in my chair, too. So I thank you for that. You have a certificate of appreciation that I'll provide you, but I won't do the big public song and dance thing like I promised, because I'll just embarrass myself.
Appreciate
it. That's all I have. As always, I'm happy to try and field any other questions if I can.
Any questions for John?
Is there any update on the efforts to get scheduled air service back in? I know that's...
I don't have any. I was hoping Ron Peters would be here tonight. But the last update that I got from Ron, it was in a whole different meeting, was that they're still out doing their funding collection, but that the two next biggest steps are to apply for and hopefully get a state and a federal air service development grant. The state program over here at ODA is currently suspended pending some updates to the language in the grant program, so the Department of Justice has to go through the language changes, and so they're not taking any grant applications until probably after the first quarter of 2019. So sometime in the spring, presumably. And then I'm not sure what the status is of the federal grant program. Typically that grant window is open from October to December, but I never got any notification that the grant window is open this year. So I don't know if they've applied for that or not. I think their plan was to try and secure a state grant along with their local funding to then have a larger grant package to take to the federal government that makes your application more attractive. So that's just a long way of saying they're still trying to collect all the money and some of the other studies that they need to do so that they can start setting up meetings with airlines sometime in 2019 is their plan. So that's the last I've heard.
Good.
See where that goes.
It's not bad. It's good.
Nothing else?
Nothing else? Rolling right there?
Letting them off too easy.
David came prepared.
Okay. It's item number six. We need to elect a chair and vice chair for this year. So we'll start with the chair. Need to know if we have any nominations.
I would like to nominate Doug as chairman.
Thank you, Neil.
Do you accept the nomination?
Well, sure.
You do?
Okay.
All right, are there any other nominations for chair?
I'd like to nominate John.
All right, John, do you accept the nomination?
I do.
All right. Well, there's only two more people. Is there anybody else interested? Anybody else interested in nominating somebody to be the chair? Okay, we have two people nominated to be the chair. Before we have the vote, would you two like to make a sales pitch on why you should be the chair?
You start, John.
I start.
Or is there anyone that maybe doesn't have a druther to be the chair, and then you can.
You could say it that way too.
Vote if one of you'd rather bow out. It's totally up to you, but just throwing that out there. Unless you want to compete in arm wrestle.
I don't know that we need to compete in arm wrestle, but I guess we did a little bit of talking about it before, and I think we hadn't gotten to the other part of the nomination, but I think Doug was interested in doing vice chair, and I agreed that if that was the case, I'd be happy to be nominated as the chair. Obviously, if folks feel differently, that could be a different decision.
I'm in favor of John being the chair.
Well, if you want to do that, then don't accept the nomination.
Okay, then I won't accept the nomination.
Can we un-nominate him?
I'll decline the nomination.
Okay, so now we have one nominee to be chair. Is there any more? Can we close the nominations? Okay, we can close the nominations then?
Yes.
All right. So now it's time to have, unless you want to say something.
Other than I think it'll be difficult to fill the shoes, fill your shoes, but.
I think you'll be able to handle it.
Well, hopefully I need help from folks here, but I'd be glad to do it.
I'm glad to serve. You can always call me if you have something, you know.
Right.
I'll be down in Bermuda or something like that, but you can call me.
Oh, I'll definitely call that.
Okay, so we need to have a vote of John here for chair. It's all in favor?
Aye.
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 You want to vote too?
I did, aye.
Okay. All right, looks like it's unanimous, almost. So John, you're a new chair. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, so this is your decision. Now that you're the chair, do you want to take over the meeting? Would you like me to finish it?
You can finish it out.
You'd like me to?
Sure.
All right. Okay, now we need to have nominations for vice chair.
I nominate
Doug. Doug, it's revenge time if you want to nominate somebody.
I'd like to nominate Doug.
I'd accept.
And you accept? Yes. Are there any other nominations for vice chair? Doesn't look like it.
No.
All right. And you do accept?
I do.
Okay. Can we have a vote for Doug for vice chair?
Aye.
All in favor? Looks like you got it, Doug.
Okay. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Okay. John intends on missing all four meetings next year. Okay. We finished our nominations. Items for commission discussion, do we have anything? I'm going to do the pull-out thing during the next one.
Do the which?
Pull-out.
Oh. During the next?
Yeah, during the airport users group.
Oh, okay.
Thing, and I do want to do chair's report. So if, other than that, is there anything that we need to discuss?
Do you want the emergency preparedness report?
That'd be good.
Okay. Sure. For the emergency preparedness report, for January of 2019, and this will just kind of piggyback or extend a little bit what John discussed in his report, is that Salem will be receiving inbound supplies for disaster relief in the event of Cascadia via C-130s and C-17s. We may have to look at redistributing those supplies to surrounding counties via CH-47 Chinooks, but that's all part of the RRAP that John referred to, the DHS Regional Resiliency Airport Plan, because Salem is responsible for Marion, Polk, Linn, and Benton counties, which equals 656,000 people that this airport is supposed to be able to support. So that's going to bring a lot of aircraft in a short period of time. some of the things, items that we were looking at for purchase to support that mission. Through the FEMA assessment, we feel that there are enough rental agencies in the area that could provide us with equipment to really support the mission that the Air Force is not going to bring in, or FEMA is not going to bring in, or pay to bring in, i.e. 10K forklifts, things like generators, light trucks, et cetera. During the outbrief, a couple of highlight points that are important to realize should people see some of the outbrief information. I did get a update on that, but on their outbrief, they noted that the runways were short and the taxiways were narrow and somewhat limited aircraft parking parking ramp conditions. Well, the runways aren't short for the C-130s or the C-17s. They would be short if they're going to try to get in something like 757, 67, 77s, Airbuses, et cetera. But the infrastructure here at Salem is not compatible with supporting those aircraft anyway. The only stairs that we have would support a 737, and you can't take litters up the stairs. So for evacuating non-ambulatory people, it's going to require maybe a trip down to Eugene where they have the infrastructure to support loading onto a larger Boeing aircraft. They did note that the airport was well managed and it was an obstruction-free airport. We did get that airport as well managed, Darcy?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you get that on the recording?
Yeah. aircraft parking spaces and facilities available to support all three missions. Logistical staging operations, aeromedical evacuation, and search and rescue operations. The ability to, on the initial report, after discussion with Steve Christopher, who is the IEM contractor for FEMA, the primary contractor for this assessment, they're looking at two C-130s, a maximum on the ground, two C-17s, or a combination of any of those four aircraft, or three of the aircraft and one 737, again, limited by stairs for moving passengers in and out. And then on the central ramp, it would be an additional two aircraft in the terminal ramp area. That was their report, and then they have revised that to say four aircraft in the terminal ramp area with an additional two out in the central ramp area. So we can handle six aircraft at any given time of the 130 or the C-17 size. The south GA ramp is not stressed for heavy aircraft, probably not stressed for tractor trailers moving supplies out of here. So it will be used for smaller aircraft under 12,500 pounds. Which you can't even put your Blackhawks on. So that's the report from the Airport Emergency Preparedness Council.
Any questions for Neil?
Just one. When they talk about getting trucks and things for moving relief supplies out, do they look at working out deals with, say, you know, we've got FedEx and Amazon out here close to the airport?
They are looking at the Salem Fairgrounds as being a primary staging area for semi-traffic, primarily because FEMA would like to have the area fenced. So they'll bring in trucks in one gate. John, do you remember which gates we're going to come in and go out of?
I don't know. W10 and out W9, so it'll be in by ODA, swinging around here, and then out the gate right by our building, so they can do a continuous loop of either picking up or dropping off supplies of semi-trucks. That's the plan. We'll see when it comes out of the plan.
Right.
But there was no staging area here that could accommodate that number, or we have the ramps are stressed for semi-trucks, but then we're creating a lot of fog where aircraft need to move in and out. So they want to keep the tractor trailers in the location of the airport. But they are looking at surrounding businesses, parking lots, warehouses, and things like that. And presumably at some point working out some sort of private-public partnership agreements and things like that for use, especially cold storage, which is important when you have fatalities and things like that. There's a need for that.
have some cold storage right across the street, so they've had some of those discussions. I don't know to what extent that's being done separately than our assessment.
No more questions? Okay. Item eight, the chair's report. The Salem Airport Users Group has had several meetings, and John's already talked about most of what they've talked about. So the only other thing that wasn't mentioned so far is that every February, the Northwest Aviation Trade Show is held in Puyallup, Washington. And somewhere around, what, 10,000 pilots attend the thing? Some number like that.
10 to 12.
Yeah, it's really a pretty good event. And the users group has been talking for years. It'd be nice to have a booth up there representing different interests in this area, not just the airport, but could be the Oregon Pilots Association, maybe the B-17 group, other groups. So that's being considered right now, I guess, would be the best way to say it. Maybe Neil or Doug, you could update a little bit more on where that stands.
Go ahead, Doug. You were the primary mover on this.
Well, we have a booth, as far as I know. We've put a deposit on a booth. We have some support from OPA. We have support from Salem Aviation and B-17 Alliance. And that brings us within credible range of $50. With the redistribute, because Ron's group was putting in more than we felt they should. So with that adjustment, it's a little bit bigger. But anyway, we have a booth. And if I'm right, Neil, you can confirm it. It's $335?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's paid for in full.
It is paid for in full.
Yes.
You are. That's the way to get it done. Now, the only thing we lack then is a message, and we'll work on that at the next SOG. We also have several ideas about the way the booth's going to appear. But as far as I know, the background is going to be a big picture of the airport. I think you've got some boards that you're planning to, and Ron and I are planning to be up there Friday night to set it up, and then the booth will be manned throughout the show by volunteer help, so we need to give them some message on what we hope for them to present. But Neil brought up a good point. We were out sort of soliciting. There were a lot of people that have interest in us handing out literature but weren't able to attend. So we need to come up with a structure to maybe collect some fees for that service as well. Anyway, the first step is taken. We've got a booth, and now we all have to do is decide what to do with it.
Yeah, we want to really just kind of present the Salem Airport at the convention, because there are many airports that are represented at the convention, and we feel like we want to help draw business to Salem. So we're selecting different businesses that would be of interest to aviators, whether it be the B-17 Alliance or whether it be the Salem Convention Center. We just want to try and help grow the Salem Airport, and this is good exposure because there's, like I say, 10, 12, up to 14,000 pilots that attend this, and we want to get Salem on their radar.
And as far as I know, B-17, who has had their own booth in the past, is not planning to do their own separate entity this year, and if we can get a couple of pieces of their equipment, that's a good draw. That's a, you know, people are interested in that sort of stuff, and we'll stop and see what you got. So that'll really be the...
Is the restaurant showing any interest or providing any...
So there was we had a commitment from one of the SOG members to approach them, and last I checked, they haven't been approached. So I'll probably go talk to them this pretty quick.
Good.
Because that would be right up... And when Natalie was there, she couldn't go, but she was definitely interested in us handing out some of their literature, which we did do just on an informal, Bob and I did on a real informal basis last time. But we think they're a good candidate. We expected a little bit of support from some of the downtown entities, but we didn't get it, so we'll have to work on that for next year. Yeah.
I get an email every weekday morning from the restaurant with their specials for the day.
Yep.
And if nothing else, just having a sheet where people could sign up to get on that email list, that would be, it'd be really cool.
Yeah. No, there's a lot. What we had decided in terms of, you know, the presentation sort of to them is, you know, if they would just come up with kind of the $100 hamburger thing where there was some discount if you flew in or that sort of deal. Because all of us that fly are looking for that place, you know, where there's a restaurant on the airport. You don't have to. So we just haven't talked to them yet, but we will.
Oh, yeah. You were handing out coupons for 5 cents, 5% off for a meal.
That's right.
Gosh, we'd be down here in droves.
And I think that's what Sabre Aviation's planning to do is have some discount for fuel.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that's, I haven't confirmed that with Ron, but when we talked to Brett DeHart, that's what he kind of pitched was, we'll put something out there to get some discount for fueling and that sort of thing.
Well, we could offer rides in a Blackhawk.
We could offer them, but it'd be kind of tough.
We could?
Kind of tough to fulfill, but you know, what are they going to do? They're here, right? So if there's any questions on that, I mean, we're always happy to have anybody that planned to attend or would be interested in working in the booth, we'd be happy to have you along. We don't have a, we're not overstaffed yet. I'll put it that way. Did I forget anything?
You got it.
Okay.
I would like to add a side note. John talked about a list for the airport hangar owners. The list was generated by Doug.
Was it?
Thank you, Doug.
You're welcome.
That's a credit. Thank
well,
you.
That's all right.
He corrected it publicly on the record.
Yeah. Brendan.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, as far as other area of business, did you guys approach very many of the wineries? Seems like another logical.
The only one I knew personally was, yes, and I did approach them. I'm kind of looking forward to having a little bit more time. We're kind of short suspense.
Narrow.
And so, people are trying to assess, is this really in our, you know,
yeah.
But we'll have a better story to tell next year and we'll start a lot earlier. This is really just the kind of the first attempt, you know, early attempt at it. We'll see how it goes. And we need to start a little earlier and plan
can't
a little
promise
bit.
Promise some numbers.
That's exactly
and
the problem.
And margins and all this stuff. It's hard to.
Is Travel Oregon part of the discussion?
Travel
Salem, I should say.
We approached them and.
Same thing, they weren't really sure.
We just need to do, you know, like I said,
it's a new thing.
40 something days before the event. We'll do a better job next year, but we'll have a presence there. We'll get some rough idea.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I mentioned Anil too, and I might suggest it just to the larger group that, and I won't be able to attend this year, but I do intend, we're going to send either myself or my ops guy going forward, and the airport will participate financially and everything too. But if we can get some photos or, you know, maybe some stuff off of their website, they have a pretty decent website with some nice pictures of how heavily attended it is.
Yeah.
And the folks that own aircraft are there, people, you know, that have the ability to fly into town and go to the local wineries and other events and things, then maybe, you know, for next year, it's a little bit, it legitimizes the trade show.
Absolutely.
A little bit more.
And one of my plans is to get some pictures of the, like Arlington does a big thing there. Some of the other airports do a phenomenal job. Last year there was a combined booth pitching five or six smaller airports. And they were handing out apples and talking about all the reasons to fly into Washington. And I just need to get some of that down so people will have an idea what other guys are doing.
Yeah. I've seen even like at NBAA conferences and things, you know, there'll be, you know, local wineries can send wine and it'll be part of a raffle. You know, so a lot of people do raffles. And so you'll get the six pack of local wines or whatever if you put your business card in the deal or whatever, you know,
sure.
So we have contact information for people. There's a
Absolutely.
Reason for them to think, hey, I've got Willamette Valley Wine and I've got Fire Steed and whoever else is in the area. So
one of the things I experienced last year is I've never seen so many uniformed airline captains walking through the halls trying to solicit pilot. You know,
yeah.
If you got any interest, we got schools and all these programs, and there were a lot of people just lined up trying to get how do I get a job? And they were prepared to talk about it, which is interesting too. Not that we have, you know, anything in, so far in that. But anyway, lots of good activity up there, and we'll try to characterize it and bring back a report, and then get a little earlier start next year.
Information, there's the fly-in scheduled for August again this year, for the...
The 17th?
Yeah.
August 10th.
Information, okay, of course, they'll probably have that.
Let's hope.
But that would be something for people to plan for.
Sure.
Down here.
Yep.
10 and 11, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, yeah, I got them on the calendar.
Okay, anything else we want to talk about the users group, or? Any more comments anybody has? We're really quiet. All right. That's it. Okay, we'll adjourn the meeting at 6:36.
Bob, what are you going to do with all your free time?
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Be halfway retired?
Yeah.
Good. I look forward to it one day when I get to do that. I got, oh, wow.
What will amaze you is you'll realize you hardly ever have time to work. It's all the stuff you want to do.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to having that problem.
So, now that I have this job, what extra stuff do you do?
I was in Washington, D.C. for several days, a couple days ago. Stopped on my day trip. I'm thinking, like, this is a lousy time to go to D.C. We probably go to the Pentagon or something. Still, you know, if you'd like to get there, it takes a full swing.
Well, there's, I don't know. You just changed it from what it was.
That sucks.
Neil?
Suitable for framing or wrapping fish.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you.
I should have that put it in your dust drawer.
When is your monthly meeting now?